Traveling to Lithuania, Kelionė į Lietuvą. Language. Lithuanian language is the oldest, still existing Indo-European language. Counting its existence since the 15th century, it has a conservative, complex structure and is rather similar to Sanskrit language. It also has two dialects and three subdialects. Culture. Lithuania is majorly a homogeneous country. The natives here are considered as coconuts, hard to read on the outside, soft people on the inside. The traditional cuisine is based on simple dishes and basketball is still considered as a second religion. History. Even though Lithuania is very small, it definitely carries a very rich history. The Grand Duchy of Lithuania, Soviet and German occupations, there is so much information that in history classes, Lithuanian and worldwide histories are taught separately. Location. For the past centuries, Lithuania's size has been indeed tiny. The whole location is just 65,300 square kilometers. However, in time of the Grand Duchy of Lithuania, the territory stretched up to the Black Sea. It was the Golden Age of Lithuania. The Curonian Spit. A 98 kilometers long drain peninsula, located near Nida. This place is also a part of UNESCO World Heritage Site and was formed by the force of the sea, wind and human hands. It was formed about 3rd millennium BC and is separating Baltic Sea from Curonian Lagoon. Climate. For foreigners, especially from southern Europe, Lithuanian climate is a challenge. It is humid and unpredictable. January is usually the coldest month, it can go down to 20 C while in July it can go up to plus 20. And in this land of rain, it rains a lot. Population. As of the survey in 2017, Lithuania has only 2.8 million citizens. However, Lithuanians are everywhere. At least 50,000 people have settled in Chicago, Illinois. It is also common to meet the natives in Canada and United Kingdom. Amber. It is Lithuania's national stone that is believed to have medical benefits. It also has a long history. In the 19th century there were amber industries, but nowadays people only find such stones in shores, at the beaches. It is also used in jewelry. Basketball. This sport is Lithuania's national treasure. Many natives still call it the second religion, while foreigners know this sport as country's signature. BC Zalgiris is the oldest team in the whole EuroLeague. Also, in 1997, women team won EuroBasket. Storks. While Australia has kangaroos, Lithuania has white storks. Considering all the superstitions, this bird could be called a national treasure. For Lithuanian people, to see a stork means luck. For a woman to see it on a chimney, potential pregnancy.